You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So last week we spoke about the homelessness count that will be taking place in Auckland and concerns around it. Housing First got in contact following that interview and wanted to address concerns raised about safety and dignity for those being surveyed. Housing First Auckland project manager Fiona Hamilton spoke with me about this morning to explain the project.
So the count was launched a couple of weeks ago, and with the mayor as the key spokesperson. And so it is funded by the council, but it's not just a council exercise. It's something for Auckland as a community. So we at Housing First Auckland are running it. It's not being run by the council. It's being developed and overseen by us. And in doing so, we're really conscious that it is an exercise that needs the community on board, and it needs a lot of input from people who have the expertise, who have lived experience. So it's coming up on the 17th of September. It will be held on that one night for 3 hours, and the purpose is to produce a snapshot across Auckland, across the region, of unsheltered homelessness in Auckland. And and we hope to also supplement that picture of unsheltered homelessness with people who are in emergency accommodation situations as well.
As you know from our interview last week, there were quite a few concerns that came up. One of the things might be that this kind of data, the intentions aren't necessarily very clear to the people within these communities, as well as there's a concern about stigmatization. What's your response to that?
These are things that we are really mindful of, conscious of, and have been working through with a whole range of people. So we have an advisory group that sits and that is made up of people working in organisations to address homelessness. It's made up of researchers, and it's made up, really importantly, of people with lived experience of homelessness. So we are challenged by these, you know, we're challenged by people saying people are going to feel nervous about their information, what happens with the information. They don't want any sort of action to come out of this, like people being moved on or people being stigmatized or made to feel that they're an unwelcome part of the community. So those things are absolutely top of mind for us. And I would like to point people to our website, which is aucklandshomelesscount.org.nz. We do have quite a lot of questions and answers on there that address these concerns. But I guess, you know, I'm probably best if we go through the concerns, do you think? And I hear that, I mean, while the count is an exercise to gather data, it's also grounded on really strong values, and they are, first and foremost, do no harm, and respect. So that's about respecting people's dignity and well-being. So this is people participating in the survey is absolutely optional. Everyone who engages in going out that night will be working in a respectful way. They won't be waking people. They won't be, forcing this on anyone. So that's the first core thing. The second thing is that collaborative aspect. We can't do it alone. So this doesn't sit as an exercise where external people are coming in, gathering data, leaving, and then nothing is, you know, no one hears about what happens with it. It is, for example, we've met with Marae, where we've said we've talked about the intentions of this and had some really good challenges back around, well, you know, what's going to happen with this? These are our communities, and we are saying, absolutely, it's the people working in those communities who have those connections who will be driving the actual the delivery of the survey and the engagement on that night. That's where it needs to sit with.
Is this data that gets collected, is it going to be shared with any other institutions, any institutions that might be looking to kind of cleanse the city in a way, in the private or public sector?
No, I mean, absolutely not. We, so I guess coming back to those values of respect, well-being and dignity, there's that, to do that would be counter to those values. So the overall purpose of doing this is to gather a really strong evidence base that will enable us, or us, the community, to ensure that there's proper resourcing for addressing this issue. So it's not an exercise in we need to move people on or have anyone threatened, or it's absolutely not where this is coming from.
So confirming it's definitely remaining within the council to benefit the areas.
Housing First Auckland will hold the data. Mm. We will hold the data.
Okay.
And what will come out of it is a report at the end of the year that will that is publicly available, so it will be on our website. The other thing, though, I mean, so on one hand, it's really important to protect people's privacy, so it's an anonymous exercise, it's confidential, it's not about pinpointing people's locations of where they're sleeping, so we're really mindful of that. Where people are sleeping is precious to them, so it's not about that. But on the other hand, Marae, social services, community organisations do want some information coming back that will enable them to respond. So we can, at a local board level or whatever level, give useful information back to communities, but not in a way that puts any individual at risk. Yeah, that's a really key thing. Useful information on the one hand to actually do something about this issue, this really urgent issue, but on the other, having people's well-being respected.
Mm. I suppose I'm also curious about what kind of questions you are asking these people who are in these situations.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and something that the advisory group and others who are feeding in sort of really puzzled over, because on one hand you're thinking this is a really good opportunity to understand some of the drivers of homelessness, some of the issues that people might be grappling with, but on the other we've got to be really careful about asking questions that might trigger trauma for people. So just to run through what we are asking, we are capturing some demographics about people, and if they care to answer, that includes iwi and hapu affiliations. We're wanting to understand how people might move around Auckland or in and out of Auckland, because we have anecdotal evidence or anecdotal information about people's movements, but we want to understand that better in order to potentially have better responses to people. There'll be some questions about people's own perceptions of their well-being and safety. There'll be some questions about how long they've been in this situation, and also about whether they have family members with them, potentially children, for example. So the survey's still being developed, what we have to think with every question is it necessary, or is there another way of finding this information through other research? Because it's not fair to expect people to answer an incredibly long survey that night. It's again that balance between a research opportunity but respecting not grilling people or taking a lot of their time.
One of the concerns that was brought up in the interview last week was concerns around sectioning.
Yeah.
Is that a potential?
No, absolutely not, because we're not gathering people's names, so it is anonymous, and we will not be then contacting mental health service and saying you need to go and and you know, work with this person. That is not what will happen. Mm. It's not, no.
And just in terms of your volunteers, what kind of safety precautions are you having them take in terms of their personal safety going into these situations?
Yeah.
Which there's a certain cultural climate, obviously.
Yes. And look, I do think I did hear some of Shari's concerns last week around sending a whole lot of people who may be well-intentioned but may not have an understanding of the context into which they're going, nor have the relationships. So that's something we're really mindful of. So the people going out on the night will be in groups of three. So that's the first thing. There'll be no individuals or pairs. It's groups of three. And every trio will have a team leader who we are endeavouring, and I'm sure this will, you know, is that they will, that team leader will either be someone who has worked in the sector or has lived experience of homelessness and has some connection to that community. So it's not that person, I guess, holds that that role, and there's some that provides a kind of safeguard against that concern around just anyone rocking up and stepping into a situation that they might not be able to navigate. The other thing is that we have, you know, we've broken Auckland down into a number of regions. Each one has a sub-regional coordinator. There's kind of a, you know, and on the night, there'll be headquarters in each part of Auckland, and a real kind of consciousness of who needs to be there and, you know, numbers to call if there are any situations that arise that people feel they need guidance on. You know, there are many things we need to think through and are thinking through and having processes for, and it needs to be consistent across Auckland. So what do you do, for example, if you come across someone who's under 16? What do you do if you come across someone who needs medical attention? All those issues are being thought through and consistent processes, you know, developed.
Mm. So you don't necessarily have those answers just yet on what you will do in those situations, is that correct?
Well, if someone needs medical assistance, you know, if someone's in then calling,
For the example of a 16-year-old's, what do you do?
That one, we're literally working with Oranga Tamariki, with child advocates. Yeah, that's something we're literally working on right now, because there's the balancing the duty of care towards someone who's under 16 with the rights of that person. So that, you know, it needs to be you know, carefully thought through.
Yeah, and those answers, you'll provide them on your website when you have them, correct?
Yeah, we're really clear. This is a transparent exercise. It's not there's no secrets. It's not something that's being developed behind closed doors and imposed on people. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're keen to provide as much information on our website as we can, and also that people should feel free, if they have questions, to come to us, and we can always add more answers or information onto the website or have a discussion with us.
That's all my questions. Any other comments you want to make?
You know, on the one hand, this is a big research exercise that will produce really important information and evidence, not just for the council, not just for the government, but for communities. And so you know, on one hand, it's a research exercise. On the other, it's a community engagement and development exercise. And we just want people to not feel that this is a big brother, or, you know, that there's anything, that there's that aspect to it, but that it's something that can be used as a galvanizing thing. Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.